Good morning, this is John Zanker with the Morning Coffee Comments for Wednesday, March 25th. Corn futures are backing up this morning, and that's in direct response to the sharp slide in energy futures. It does appear that our government is in negotiations with an Iranian faction, which is bringing hopes for the end of the hostilities. Without the war card in play, the funds are now way too long, given the current fundamentals, which could eventually push futures to their recent lows. Standing in front of that, hopefully, is the thought of a lower acreage number showing up on Tuesday, which could put a floor under the December contract for a while. Perhaps. I say perhaps because the funds are positioned more for a surprisingly low number than not, so the patience will be short-lived with any planted number above 94.5 million. With new crop values sitting near break-even for a lot of Corn Belt producers, we're suggesting having 10 to 15% hedged in some manner. Soybean futures are hanging tough given the heavy losses being seen in the energies. Hopes abound for a favorable biodiesel ruling on Friday from the White House, and I think those hopes will be rewarded. Unfortunately, the funds are ultra long in all three legs, which could set up that buy the rumor, sell the fact reaction. This is one of the better setups for that reaction that I've seen, especially if the war card is quickly removed. Given that the November contract is currently a dollar off the winter low and floating above the average cost of production, some quick attention is needed in the hedging department. As for the old crop, we're suggesting having that program wrapped up ahead of the Tuesday reports, if not on Friday. Wheat futures are under some moderately heavy pressure this morning, with most contracts currently down 8 to 9 cents. The extended weather maps are keeping some precipitation around for the bulk of hard red land, and that's helping offset another slide in the crop ratings. Along with the precipitation is another round of heat, with Topeka seeing a high of 93 degrees today and tomorrow. Temperatures will be quickly falling back into the normal category, however, which will be limiting speculator interest. The equity saw some mild to moderate pressure yesterday, with the Dow losing 84 points and the NASDAQ 0.84%. With the prospects for peace growing in the Iranian conflict, we're seeing equity futures making a strong move this morning, which should equate to a sharply higher opening. Gold futures are attempting a major comeback this morning, with the lead contract up $146 to $4,549. Crude oil futures are under heavy pressure this morning, with the lead contract currently down $5.15 to $87.20. Those numbers will probably have changed by the time this hits your texting. I'm sure. Let's see, what else do we have here? Gasoline futures are down 20 cents to $2.95, with diesel down to 31 to $3.98. So the up and down continues there. The National Radar map is very quiet this morning, with the only action of note being in the far northern Great Lakes region. The 7-day projected is looking quite a bit wetter for those of us in the eastern Corn Belt, with some 1 to 3 inch amounts possibly being seen from eastern Illinois into western Pennsylvania. The extended maps are still bringing in some rains for the entire Corn Belt, with the heaviest activity centered over the Great Lakes states. This material should be construed as cash grain market commentary provided by J.C. Zanker. It's not intended to refer to any derivatives, trading strategy, or promotional element. And that is all for this morning. I hope your day is an exceptional one.